This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The last debate of the year, and the candidates celebrated by not making any gaffes. It was civil, it was serious, it was a little dry, but they've already tried fiery. Why not give boring a go? It's Friday, December 16th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Happy Friday, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
We're going to talk about who performed well in last night's debate, and Louis Story of the New York Times will fact-check the claims about the economy. We also remember writer Christopher Hitchens, who died yesterday at age 62. But you're still talking about the end of the Iraq War, the official end from yesterday.
Tom, Seabright, New Jersey. The Iraq War was an avoidable, devastating tragedy. 4,000-plus Americans killed, tens of thousands wounded and maimed for life, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis killed, displaced, or wounded. For what? Nothing. It was a rich man's war, but a poor man's fight.
Give us your thoughts about the end of the war in Iraq or anything else. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's take a check of the top news.
Call them closing arguments. Republican candidates held their last debate before next year's caucuses in Iowa. Here's frontrunner Newt Gingrich.
I believe I can debate Barack Obama, and I think in 7 3-hour debates, Barack Obama will not have a leg to stand on in trying to defend a record that is terrible and an ideology that is radical.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann wanted to debate Gingrich about his consulting work for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
I was trying to see these two entities put into bankruptcy because they frankly need to go away. When the speaker had his hand out and he was taking $1.6 million to influence senior Republicans to keep the scam going in Washington, D.C.
Another bit of drama from the debate last night was Fox News moderators trying to pin down Mitt Romney's views on abortion.
With regards to abortion, I changed my mind. With regards to abortion, I had the experience of coming into office, running for governor, saying, you know, I'm going to keep the laws as they exist in the state. And they were pro-choice laws, so effectively I was pro-choice.
Ron Paul, of course, maintained his anti-war and anti-interventionist views.
Why were we flying a drone over Iran? Why do we have to bomb so many countries? Why are we in, have 900 bases, 130 countries, and we're totally bankrupt?
Rick Perry, who's faded into the pack over the past few weeks, looked to the gridiron for some inspiration last night.
There are a lot of folks that said Tim Tebow wasn't going to be a very good NFL quarterback. And so, but am I ready for the next level? Let me tell you, I hope I am the Tim Tebow of the Iowa caucuses.
Quite a hope. We'll have a full debate recap with Todd Zwillick and Louise Story in just a few minutes.
It looks like Congress will avoid a government shutdown. There are still some snags in extending that payroll tax cut, though. The House and Senate are expected to vote today on more than $1 trillion in spending package that was agreed to last night. That plan trims spending for most domestic agencies, but gives a slight increase to the Pentagon and veterans programs. Looks like the payroll tax will get a 2-month extension while Congress figures out how to pay for it. Army Private Bradley Manning makes his first court appearance today in Fort Meade, Maryland. He's accused of downloading huge amounts of classified documents and handing them over to WikiLeaks, which published the material. A judge will decide whether Manning should be court-martialed and whether he'd face a possible life sentence. Japan's prime minister says the Fukushima nuclear plant has reached a cold shutdown 9 months after it was damaged by an earthquake and tsunami. That would mean it's no longer leaking substantial amounts of radiation. Russia is officially a member of the World Trade Organization today after 18 years of negotiation. And literary critic and journalist Christopher Hitchens has died after a battle with cancer. He was known for his essays in Vanity Fair and Slate and for his best-selling manifesto for atheists, God is Not Great. Hitchens was 62 years old. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 11,868. The S&P at 1,215. The NASDAQ at 2541. Well, all day today, we're getting more of your responses about the end of the Iraq War and the legacy of that war. Jennifer writes at thetakeaway.org, the real shame in the Iraq War is had we never gone in, they probably would have participated in the Arab Spring and taken down Saddam themselves in a more meaningful way. I hope Iraq can move forward in a positive way with the United States and their neighbors. Give us your thoughts at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We've got the details of last night's debate coming up.